Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Aabot sa 33% ng populasyon ng Australia ang nakakaranas ng sexual harassment sa lugar ng trabaho. Pumapalo sa $3.5 million kada taon ang nagagasta dito sa productivity, legal claims at internal investigations. Kaya naman inilunsad ang isang proyekto na layong solusyonan ang issue. Layo ng bagong proyekto ng University of South Australia na alamin ang nagiging kontribusyon ng workplace culture sa antas ng kaso ng sexual harassment. Ito ang binahagi ni Michelle Tuckey, professor ng Work and Organizational Psychology sa nasabing universidad at pinamunuan ng proyekto.
We're going to start by analyzing a range of complaints made by workers who've experienced sexual harassment in the workplace to see where in the organizational system and how those risks are arising. Are they coming from the social and cultural aspects of the organization? Are they in the formal organizing arrangements like rosters and schedules? Then we're going to take those risk factors and work together with a range of stakeholders, different perspectives on this issue, to design an intervention process. And then we're going to trial that intervention in three different high-risk industries.
Isa sa gawang pambansang proyekto sa loob ng 3 taon sa kolaborasyon ng mga researcher mula Griffith University at ng University of Queensland. Sinabi ni Michelle Tuckey na makakatulong ang mas malalim na pag-unawa sa mga risk factor sa sexual harassment sa araw-araw na kaganapan sa organisasyon na makabuo ng modelo na maging resistant sa sexual harassment ang mga workplace. Ipinaliwanag ni Catherine Taylor, Director of Psychosocial Policy ng Safe Work Australia, kung ano nga bang sexual harassment at paano ito malalaman.
Essentially, sexual harassment is unwelcome behavior of a sexual nature which makes a person feel offended, humiliated, or intimidated. Sexual harassment can look really different in different workplaces, so it's why it's really important and a legal requirement under WHS laws that employers consult workers on the risks. Sexual harassment can come from workers, managers, customers, clients or patients, and it can be in person or online, at the usual workplace or even attending work-related activities like conferences or Christmas parties.
Dagdag ni Catherine Taylor na mas nasa panganib ang mga migranteng manggagawa.
Migrant workers and workers who speak a language other than English might be more at risk from sexual harassment. The risk might be different for them, or they might experience it in a different way. So it's really important that employers are consulting with everyone and ensuring that information on health and safety, including sexual harassment, is available in a language that they can understand and is communicated well.
Ayon sa pinakabagong datos mula Australian Human Rights Commission, lumalabas na 1 sa 3 tao sa Australia ang nakaranas ng sexual harassment sa trabaho sa loob ng 5 taon hanggang 2022. 41% sa nag-ulat ng kaso ay kababaihan, habang 26% naman ay kalalakihan. Napag-alaman din na kalahati sa bilang ng mga insidente ay nauulit at kalahati pa dito ay tumatagal ng mahigit 1 taon. Sinabi ni Sex Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Anna Cody na may mga sektor na malala ang kaso.
Some industries where it's more prevalent, so information, media and technology, there's a higher prevalence. Retail is also higher prevalence, and health and social assistance is another industry where there's a high prevalence. There are also some groups of workers or some particular characteristics of workers who are more affected. So those who are LGBTQI+, those who are young, those who are from culturally, racially marginalized backgrounds all have a higher experience of sexual harassment also.
Lumabas din sa ulat ng Human Rights Commission na ilang manggagawa sa Australia ang hindi naniniwalang sapat ang ginagawa ng kanilang kumpanya. Sinang-ayunan nito ni Michelle Tuckey at sinabing hindi epektibo ang mga aksyon.
Organizations typically rely on having a policy implemented through training, backed up by a reporting system to trigger, investigations and action, but there are inherent problems with that common approach. So, although policies can set behavioral guidelines and consequences, and they may have some kind of deterrent effect, they rely on having a really good and strong training and meaningful action. And the training, although that can raise awareness about what sexual harassment is, there's very little evidence to show that training has any effect on behavior change.
Mula 6 ng Marso 2023, ipinagbawal na ang workplace sexual harassment sa ilalim ng Fair Work Act. Pinalawak ng probisyon na ito ang proteksyon kontra sexual harassment sa mga manggagawa, sa mga magiging worker pa lamang at mga nagninegosyo. Sinabi ni Dr. Anna Cody na bagaman nakakabahalang antas ng workplace sexual harassment, may mga aksyon din naman na ginagawa.
Sadly, it continues to be a very significant issue. It is concerning that that number has not dropped over the last 10 years, so that we're still seeing very high levels of sexual harassment across our workforce. And it occurs across all industries, with all people being affected by it. And it's certainly something that we're very concerned about, and which is why we've had changes to the law to try and address that.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Kiara Hain para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.